Skakel Brada Tegenberg, ENL 4 FM. This is Real Breakfast with Main Able D, Ibaneska and Francois. Now, on the 1st of November, Radio Tigerberg will be hosting the Mighty Men Cape Flats. And it's a historic gathering for men across our city. We are honored to welcome Angus Buchan as one of the key speakers at this powerful event. Good morning, Worm Angus.
Very good morning to you. Am I talking to Francois Neville? I know it's not Ibaneska.
This is Neville. This is Neville Womangas.
Yeah, well, it's wonderful to be with you all again on Radio Tigerberg. And right at the outset, if I may say so, I want to thank God for Radio Tigerberg. And I really mean that.
Yeah.
And particularly for your CEO, Harder Sevenster, who happens to be one of my spiritual sons and also a trustee of Shalom Ministries.
Yeah.
You know, this is not a coincidence, this interview this morning, ladies and gentlemen, because this doesn't happen to me often. I was woken up in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
Last night, and the Lord laid on my heart very strongly, and I haven't done this before.
Yeah.
That we need to have a day of fasting and prayer on Thursday, the 30th of October.
Yeah.
The Thursday before the 1st of November.
Sure.
And that is huge. And you are the first people to know about this because the whole world is going to know about it.
Yes.
And I'm not exaggerating. The scripture the Lord has given me, if you want to write it down there, Neville, Francois, Ibaneska, is Isaiah chapter 58. And I'm going to read verse 6 and then I'm going to read verse 9.
Uh-huh.
And this is what the Lord says to us in South Africa with regard to the Cape Flats. Is this not the fast that I have chosen? To loose the bonds of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, to let the oppressed go free, and that you break every yoke. And then you go down to verse 9. Then you shall call, and the Lord will answer. And you shall cry, and he will say, here I am. Isn't that powerful?
That's powerful.
Wow, that's amazing.
That is powerful. Well, Angus, and just so that there's no confusion, what kind of fast is this? Is this like a total, just a water fast, or is this anybody can fast just the way they feel like they can fast?
Very good question. Very good question. This will be a fast according to the individual. Basically, if you can fast with water only, then obviously do that. If you can fast a meal or two, but it's basically concentrating on what the Lord is going to do at the Cape Flats on the 1st of November. It's about taking time out.
Yeah.
You know, another fast is to take time out.
Uh-huh.
To spend the day in contemplation and in quietness. I know we're all working men and women, but we can do it while we are working. It's a time of concentrating on the things of God.
Sure. Powerful. Powerful. Well, Angus, why did you decide to accept this invitation to speak to the men on the Cape Flats?
Because, first of all, I want to tell you that the Cape Flats and Mitchell's Plain, and you'll remember, because you spearheaded that as well, people have got short memories. You know that a couple of years ago, Cape Town was dying of thirst, and that's not a joke.
Yeah.
And we went there and we prayed in the most dangerous place on the continent of Africa, right?
Yeah.
It was out of season. It was not in the rainy season. And God filled that Tweewaterskloof Dam in 7 months, where they said it would take 7 years. It started raining in the middle of the meeting, if you remember.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
Right. So this time we're going down, but this time it's more serious. This time it's not about praying for rain. It's praying for the Lord to intervene in Cape Flats. You know, I'm a father.
Yeah.
I'm a grandfather. In fact, I'm a great grandfather twice over. I've got 13 grandchildren.
Sure. Wow.
Most of them are boys. I've got 27 adopted children. I adopted as babies. They're grown up now. And I am a father. I'm mentoring 500 men around the world, okay?
Yeah.
Hardest is one of them. And this is not a joke. So these are my qualifications. I've never been to Bible college, and I'm sorry about that. But I have been to the School of Life. And I've never been moved to tears so much as when you guys sent me those clips of what is taking place and Neville D and the other two men pleading with people to pray for the Cape Flats. We are coming, I'm warning you, we are coming in our numbers.
Yes.
I'm putting a call out to the mighty men right around the world to be praying on that day. Now, just very quickly, and I'm just telling you how severe this is and how important it is. We're talking about mighty men in Australia, New Zealand, Canada, the US of A, Brazil, England, Scotland, Namibia, Nigeria, Zambia, not to mention the Mighty Men conferences in South Africa. The same weekend, we are having one in Bosveld up in the northern part of our country. So we are serious, very, very serious. When I love children. Vaneska, I want to tell you, I love children.
Yeah.
I really love children. And it breaks my heart, man. It makes me want to cry when I see and hear of little children getting caught in the crossfire of the gang wars, and women, defenseless women and grannies, they don't even want anything to do with it. And these guys are just obliterating each other. It's got to stop, and it's going to stop.
Yes.
Amen?
Yeah, oh, that's so true. Angus, you know what the thing is? Oh, it touches my heart so much because I've also been in tears watching the documentaries. You know, seeing what is happening there, because I think if you don't live on the Cape Flats, you sometimes feel there's a bit of a distance. And when you when you are faced with the reality, it changes so many things. But, I mean, we are trusting God to do an absolute miracle on the 1st of November. But I want to ask you this question is, what does it take for God to do a miracle? What is needed for God to do a miracle?
What it takes is prayer. Sure. It takes prayer. God called me in 2003. He said, I want you to mentor the young men. We are faced with a fatherless generation. That is the reason why this is happening. The young men don't know how to be fathers. I'm coming there as a father. I'm not coming there to tell them what to do. I've got no political agenda. I'm coming there to say, boys, it's time to listen to your heavenly father because he wants to help you. That's why I'm coming. And I'm telling you, Vaneska, that's all it's going to take. The love of Jesus Christ. Greater love has no man than this, than a man would lay down his life for his friend. Jesus laid down his life for me and you. And we must do the same. I'll say to you something that I heard a long time ago. You know, there are men listening to your program right now, all over the Cape and probably all over South Africa. I want to put a challenge out to the men. One day, you're going to sit with your grandson, your granddaughter on your lap in years to come. And they're going to ask you a question. They're going to say, Granddad, Dad, were you there on the day that the Lord visited the Cape Flats at Athlon Stadium? And you are going to have to give them an answer. And I hope you don't say, well, no, son, I couldn't. You know, I had a golf appointment, or I was going to watch some rugby on TV, or I was just going to go up to the mountains. I hope that you don't have to give an answer like that, because it would be shameful. And your great children, your grandchildren, your children will be so disappointed. We have an appointment on the 1st of November, and I am going to be there myself. And Vaneska, I want to tell you something.
Yes.
You know me well, all three of you. Neville?
Yes, sir.
François?
Yes.
You know, this year, I don't know why, but the devil has really had a full go at me.
Sure.
You know, I had two mild strokes this year. And I had to cancel all the Mighty Men events. All of them. We got lots and lots of Mighty Men happening now. There's about 50 next year going to take place just in South Africa, never mind the rest of the world. Sure. They invited me last week to Latvia. I don't even know where Latvia is. I had to look it up on the calendar. On the atlas. We've been invited to Texas. We've been invited to Germany. The men are calling because there's no fathers, man. But two milestones I had to pull out. But God has healed me completely. My family were worried about me flying. I went to the doctor on my own. I've got a full examination. And this doctor said, you are as strong as a lion. There's nothing wrong with you. So we are coming in force. And as I say, we're not coming to tell anybody anything. We're coming to stand with you guys, with the men. And by the way, Bineska, this is very important what I'm going to say to you, my girl, because you need to convey this.
Yeah.
This Mighty Men was designed by God for the women.
Yeah.
Sure. Not for the men. It's for the women and the children. God showed me that the men need to stand up and protect their families. They need to feed their families. And they need to lead in spiritual things in their families and support their wives and their daughters and their children. That is why we are coming to the Cape Flats. The men need to stand up now and put that gun away and get back to God and see a revival that I'm believing, ladies and gentlemen, that will start in the Cape. It's been prophesied for how many years?
Yes.
And why not at the Cape Flats? And why not on the 1st of November, a fire that will start and will go right through the continent of Africa? I'm believing for that. Mm. I am believing for that. How much worse must it become before we stand up, gentlemen, and take our rightful place?
Yo, that's kind of amazing. This is going to be such an incredible change in our community.
Well, Angus, I just want to latch on something that you said of a fatherless generation that we know is one of the main problems. Your message.
It is the main problem, son. It is the main problem. It's not one of the main problems. Do you know that when Cyril Ramaphosa was deputy president of the ANC and a candidate for president, the ANC wrote a letter in the newspaper, stop criticizing the ANC and come with constructive advice. I made an appointment and I spent an afternoon with him at Shanduka Holdings in Johannesburg.
Yes.
And I said to him that afternoon, sir, the problem in this country is that there are no fathers.
Yes.
We are faced with a fatherless generation. I told him then, and he agreed with me. So the Tuskers, the bull elephants, have got to stand up now and show the young men how to do it. So the onus is actually on us.
Yeah. And your message to men that's listening now that needs to hear
my
that?
My message to men.
Yeah.
My message to men. Thank you very much. My message to men are, gentlemen.
Yes.
You are living in one of the most, in my humble opinion, I am a bit biased, but you are living in the most beautiful country in the world.
Yeah.
Now, you have a responsibility. Stop moaning about the situation in this country and start doing something about it. And why not start on the 1st of November? I don't care where you live. I don't care whether you live in the Free State. Listen, man, I live in KwaZulu-Natal. I am in the heart of Zululand. I will be there. I'm coming with my men.
Yeah.
And I'm believing I'm going to meet tens of thousands of men. And Bineska, remember, you ladies will be praying.
Yes.
You will be praying for us, and please pray for me. You will be praying from 2 o'clock until 8 o'clock, and who knows, we're supposed to get out of there by 8. We might end up in the streets. I don't care about that either. But we are going to meet with God. The Lord says, then you shall call, and the Lord will answer. You shall cry, and he will say, hear I am.
Well, Angus, I was we started choir rehearsals yesterday for the 1st of November. So it's a bunch of men that's going to sing in the choir. And we had Willie there. We were talking, so I was talking. So the majority of the choir are colored because we're in Cape Town. It just makes sense. But we had Tembiso there. And then we had Willie from the Bikers Church. And we were talking about, you know, just how prevalent.
What?
Just how prevalent the fatherlessness is within the colored community. And then after the rehearsal, Willie came to me. He said to me, Neville, you know what? It's not only in the colored community. He says, I only found out who my father was, or the person that I thought was my father. I was 50 years old when my mom told me, that is not your father. The man who he thought all along was his father. He was 50 years old when his mother told him. The point was, he was telling me, this is not just a colored issue. Maybe prevalent, maybe big in the colored community, but this is everybody's problem. So
a national.
Yes, it's a national problem. And like you said, fatherlessness for everyone, whether it's the color, the black, or the white community, is the biggest issue. Yes.
Yeah, well, Neville, you know I'm colorblind, eh?
Yes, sir.
And I really
know.
Am colorblind. You know, I love the colored people.
Yes.
I also happen to love the Zulus.
Yes.
I also love the Afrikaners. I am an honorary Afrikaner.
Yeah.
I am regarded by the Afrikaners as their father.
Yes.
And I mean that, and I say that very proudly and very humbly. And I want to tell you, no one can sing better than the colored people. No one. I know that for a fact.
Amen.
And I'm so sorry that the ladies won't be there.
Yeah.
Because I would love, there's one particular lady, I think she's with you there on team. I would love to hear her singing. But not this time, because it's a men's event.
Yeah.
And it's only for the men, because we're going to talk men things. And that's the secret, Baneska, of mighty men.
Yeah.
You see, when the men get together, then they take their masks off, okay?
Yeah.
Then they start speaking about real things. Things like alcoholism, drug addiction, pornography, things like adultery, things like incest, all that stuff will be addressed.
Yes.
We know what these men, not just in the Cape Flats, are doing to women and children.
Yeah.
It's going to stop because God will not have it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you so much, Oom Angus. We are so thankful. And like you said, I mean, just as you are colorblind, to all of us, you are our Oom. You are our uncle, our grandpa, our father. And we're looking forward to seeing you there on the 1st of November and also the 30th of October. We are calling that fast, and we're all going to stand together and trusting God for a miracle.
Yeah, but I just want to say one last thing. Don't be late, eh? Because you won't get a
Yes.
True. True.
God bless you, sir. Have a good day.
Listen, I need to have the last word.
Of course
like
you need to have the last word.
I just know that.
Yeah.
I want to pray for you. Can I pray for you?
Yes.
More than welcome.
Thank you, Father. Father, I want to thank you for Radio Tigerberg. I want to thank you that they always stick their neck out. Always stick their neck out for you, Jesus. And that's why you honor them. And that's why you bless them. And I pray that the 1st of November, there will not be a dry eye in Radio Tigerberg when they see the power and the might and the presence of your Holy Spirit descending upon Athlone Stadium, touching every single man and boy that is present. That we will never be the same again. And we thank you for a ceasefire, to put it mildly, in the Cape Flats from the 1st of November going forward, in Jesus' name. And we give him all the glory. And as the mighty men say, Amen!
Amen! Bless you. Bless you, Omegas.
Bye-bye.